Mirrors are a great way for you to make the conversation go in the direction that you want it to go in without trying to control it. Okay, so basically, when you're trying to get information, when you're in a conversation and your goal is to get as much information as possible, mirrors are great to use to pull out that word in the middle where and get take them in the direction you want them to go. I like to say, don't try to control the game, just play it. Remember, you don't have to be in control to actually be in control. You don't have to be doing all the talking to actually be in control. You actually are getting more out of it and have more control over it when you're the one doing all the listening because you're the one getting all the information. You're not giving anything away. Okay. So don't feel like you have to keep a hold on that conversation. Women are very strong listeners. Okay. That's been my experience. They're very strong listeners. They can listen to three sentences. Hear a pertinent issue somewhere in the middle that they want to grab a hold of, use a mirror to send your counterpart in that direction. Okay, women are much better at that than men. Men tend to mirror the last few words and don't pick up on the ones in the middle for some reason. That's just been my experience. You guys might have a different experience, but I notice when men tend to mirror, they mirror from the end of the sentence more. Women, because they are stronger listeners, can pick up that subtle word in the middle of a sentence, hold on to that, and then mirror that at the end. That is a way to actually control that conversation without them feeling like you're an overbearing woman who's trying to take over the conversation. You're gearing them in the direction that you want them to go without actually, making it obvious that that's what you're doing.
There was one question I kind of tried to answer, but how many mirrors do you feel like is okay before it becomes over mirroring?
I'm going to give you the classic answer that Black Swan gives. It depends. Okay. Honestly, I wish I had a magic formula where I could say, don't do more than four mirrors in a conversation, but I really don't. You're going to realize it because you're going to be watching the reaction of the other side. Okay. If you pull mirror number five in a 3-minute conversation and you get a look like, what is it with you? You might want to stop doing that for a little bit. Okay. Remember, a lot of what you're going to do is going to depend on what the reaction is from the other side while you're using these skills. All right. There's a very big thing about watching the other side and taking in that data. Remember, you can't use a nice deep label unless you're actually listening and collecting that information. So if you're listening and collecting that information, use a label. Don't stick with mirrors the whole time. All right. You run that risk of looking like all you can do is ask an upward inflecting mirror and you don't know what you're talking about. It's kind of like you guys have been through the N9, so you know what I talk about when I talk about encouragers and I say don't be over encouraging. You know when someone's being over encouraging and you're like, Jesus, would you stop already? So keep that feeling in your mind when you're thinking about mirrors and how often you're mirroring. Sometimes people will stick a mirror in when it really isn't a good place to use a mirror. If you have a couple of sentences of information, but there's not a single thing that sticks out to you about what they're saying, stick with the last few words if you don't have enough to do a good label. But if they say a significant word in the middle and you want to go there, just mirror that word. Once again, it's all about listening and taking the opportunity to stick a skill in there when it fits best and using it to your advantage. Because bottom line is, we're in a conversation. Okay. You're in a conversation. Things are going back and forth. You're not going to be jumping from skill to skill to skill. You are having a conversation. When you're using these Black Swan skills, what we want you to do is insert the skill where it fits best and gives you the best return for your investment. All right. So it might not be every single thing out of your mouth is a black swan skill. Just remember to take advantage of that mirror when you hear that keyword in the middle or those key two, three words in the middle, and you can mirror those back at the end. All right. Now we do tell people in training, take a day and try doing nothing but mirrors to get yourself used to doing that. And that's okay. But also know that that would be better to do in a social situation or at home, not in the middle of a negotiation, because that might give the wrong idea to someone who's just hearing you only mirror. Okay. How are we looking, Davey? Good to move on?
Yeah, there's some more questions, but I'll be addressing them.
Okay, cool. Just a little reminder about what a summary is. It's paraphrasing and labeling together. So essentially, it's their world, their story using their feelings and their circumstances, but you're putting all of this into your own words. Okay. Summaries, I think particularly are easy for women because summary involves labeling the emotions involved with the situation also. And women are just better at picking out those key emotions than men are. So when you do a summary and you're giving back all that information and telling them their story and their feelings, and you're looking for that's right. Women, I think, have an easier time getting the that's right, including the emotions in there that they've seen, because they're just better at doing that. All right. And remember, when you're doing a summary, you're looking for a that's right. You're not looking for a you're right. We're not going to go into this again because I'm sure you guys have heard all of this before. Just remember that you're right is dismissive, means you missed something, left something out, labeled the emotion wrong, got the dynamics mixed up. Something happened that wasn't right. So you need to try again. All right. So summary.